I'm with Elise in Mellignac, yes, in the new bookshop called, what is it called, Elise?
Le temps qu'il fait.
Thank you very much. And how long have you been going?
Just 1 week.
1 week. Has it been busy?
Yes. A lot of people came and spent a long time in the bookshop.
Yeah. And actually there are quite a few people in the shop at the moment enjoying a cup of coffee and a chat, and one or two other customers here looking at the books. Did you have much publicity? Lots of newspapers?
Yes, for the opening we had articles in Le Poer, Le Telegram, West France, RKB.
So you are famous now?
Oh, yes.
In fact, I think I remember seeing you in a documentary film at the Mellignac International Film Festival,
yes,
this summer.
Yes.
So you are doubly famous now. Do you have many English customers?
Yes. In 1 week, I have seen a lot of English people here, and I'm happy.
And just looking at the shelves here, you have a whole shelf, well, a couple of shelves full of English books and also Spanish, original languages as well.
Very few.
Yeah,
in
but
Spanish
most
and German, but some English books, and I would like to increase the English books because of every English people who came
yes
here.
There are lots of English people who live in and around Mellignac,
yes,
aren't there? Okay, how many books do you have here in total?
6,000.
And have you read all of them?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah.
But it's also a cafe. Is that an unusual combination, or is it becoming quite common now?
There is a lot of bookshop and coffee place in Brittany. There is a federation of this kind of shop, and there are 17 in the federation. Dans la federation, there are 17.
17?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Do you have any previous experience of bookshops?
Yes, I had a bookshop and a coffee in Rouen, in Normandy. I like this combination because it's lively. People came and have time to talk. And
yeah.
It's nice.
Yes, it is. It's much nicer as an atmosphere than, say, a library where people don't really speak. Okay. How many people work here?
Just me. I'm alone.
Right. But this morning you had two little sisters.
Yes.
Your children. Much. One was 1.5, the other 3. I was very impressed because your little 3-year-old was reading a book in Breton.
He doesn't speak Breton, but he's very interested in other languages,
yeah,
and also English. Every morning he asks me, how do you say bread in English?
Wow.
How do you say butter in English?
He'll be reading some of these English books too. Let me just ask you now, what future plans do you have for this shop?
We would like the shop. I said we because there is an association.
Yes.
Which name is Le Poulpe, who helped me to think about what will happen in this place, and we think of a lot of things, maybe a reading party, dedicas, but I don't know how to say that in English, when an author came and signed books.
Yeah, a book signing.
Book signing.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any writers so far?
Yes, yes, yes. At the opening party, we had 4 authors who were signing books.
Wow.
And it was nice.
Yeah. All local authors or from outside?
From outside, yeah.
Okay. So, Elise, thank you very much for spending time. And I'll just mention to potential customers that there's a very nice cafe here, as I've mentioned already, and it sells very nice cookies, because I sampled one. And they're sold locally, aren't they? They're made locally and
yes,
sold here.
Le Fournil de Mellignac, just 100 metres from here.
It's local and bio. Right. So big recommendation to you book lovers, come to the bookshop, the new bookshop in Mellignac. Thank you, Elise.
Thank you.